Welcome to Live with Blackhawk Nation, an inside look at SEC men's and women's athletics. Here's your host, Michael Braskowski.
Yeah, it may be spring break on Southeastern's campus this week, but both the softball and baseball programs are in action in Florida. Head softball coach Melissa Flores details the team's progress this week.
We've been down here in Titusville, Florida since March 9th. Currently, we're 7-3 for the week. We've had some great softball games under the sunny weather. The girls have been playing well defensively, pitching, offensively, and we're going to wrap up our trip here tomorrow with two games. You know, our team has done really well. Our pitchers have done really good control on the batters. Defense have made some great plays to keep us in the ball game, and our offense is coming around. So we just have seen some really good things from our group for the spring break, and we're ready to finish up two more games tomorrow and get back to Iowa and start conference play.
Head baseball coach Justin Schulte likes what he's seen from his pitching staff so far on their spring break trip.
Throwing the ball extremely well. We've got eight really good starts. Starters give us a chance to win every time out, and our bullpen's been really solid. We lost a tough 2-0 game to Triton today. Just didn't swing the bats. We've actually struggled offensively, trying to find an identity offensively, trying to be a consistent offensive team, and we got some work to do defensively as well based on, you know, we just took some things for granted last year and how good we were defensively, and continuing to try to pound the game into these guys and hopefully get them ready for conference baseball in another week.
SEC baseball will open up their home schedule on March 23rd, while SEC softball opens on March 24th. For Live with Blackhawk Nation, I'm Michael Braskowski.